Dr. Robert Mather, and I'm the conservative social psychologist. Welcome to my podcast. My podcasts are available exclusively at theconservativesocialpsychologist.com. Today is August 8th, 2020. Today I'm going to talk a little bit about COVID data, big tech censorship of free speech, mail-in ballots, and some California smoke masks. So to start off with the COVID data, as of yesterday, total cases worldwide were a little over 19 million, total deaths 715,000. And so a total death rate worldwide of 3.74%. In the U.S., close to 5 million cases, 160,000 deaths, and a death rate of 3.28%. Statewide, in the state of Oklahoma, which is my home state, 1.43% death rate, which is far below the U.S. rate and far below the worldwide rate. Texas, a death rate, 1.67%. California's death rate, 1.86%. Missouri's death rate, 2.27%, and Florida's death rate, 1.54%. And so all of those are far below the 3.28% U.S. death rate and the 3.74% worldwide death rate. Three that are a little bit more concerning, and you can infer what you want about how they've been run with pretty substantial lockdowns from the very beginning, potentially locking people up with each other. But New York, State of New York, 6.1% death rate, which is nearly twice what the worldwide death rate is. Pennsylvania's death rate is 6.25%, and Michigan's death rate of 6.87%. All three of those are nearly double what the worldwide and U.S. death rates are. To put this in perspective for my state of Oklahoma, from July 15th, 2020, a report of the Oklahoma Council of Public Affairs, the daily death rates for Oklahomans using past data compared to COVID so far found heart disease. So these are daily rates when they took over a period of time leading up to when they measured. They took the annual number of deaths in the state and then converted it into a daily rate. So daily for Oklahomans, daily 29.51 Oklahomans die of heart disease. 22.47 die daily of cancer, 29.51 Oklahomans per day die of heart disease, 22.47 Oklahomans per day die of cancer, 8.32 Oklahomans per day die of chronic lower respiratory disease, 7.02 Oklahomans per day die of accidents, 5.33 Oklahomans per day die of stroke, 4.80 Oklahomans per day die of Alzheimer's disease, 3.83 Oklahomans per day die of diabetes, 3.66 Oklahomans per day die of coronavirus, and that was at the height of the death rate from March to July. So coronavirus ranks fairly low in the number of deaths per day for Oklahomans. Suicide, previous to the pandemic, 2.07 Oklahomans per day die of suicide. Most likely that number has probably gone up given the pandemic. 1.84 Oklahomans per day die of chronic liver disease and cirrhosis. 1.71 Oklahomans per day die of flu and pneumonia. Now, the CDC director last week recommended to keep schools open. He cited that there are other public health issues such as increased suicide, depression, child abuse, and hunger as one of the reasons why students should be in school and schools should be open. The schools are one of the top reporters of child abuse and neglect, and so when they're closed, child abuse reporting has dropped substantially. The CDC director asserted that the data on the entire health crisis shows that the net effect on health is better to open schools for the children than it is to close them. Talk a little bit about free speech and censorship on social media, which was a big topic this week. Recently, the frontline doctors got banned from Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. And so these doctors were credentialed physicians, had expressed their doubts about the banning of hydroxychloroquine for treating the new coronavirus, SARS-CoV-2. It's not as out of the mainstream as you would think. In March, Fauci stated on Chris DeGaulle's show that he would use hydroxychloroquine to treat his COVID patients if he was treating them, and that it was safe to use off-label since it has 65 years of use within the profession. President Trump's commercials have also been pulled by overzealous fact-checkers. He's had tweets removed from Twitter. His campaign account was briefly suspended. All of this in the context of Facebook, Twitter, and Google defending their political biases and censorship of conservatives to Congress this week. Regardless of what you think of hydroxychloroquine or President Trump or his tweets, such censorship should be deeply disturbing to an American citizen who values free speech. Another issue to talk about this week was mail-in ballots. So mail-in ballots are different from absentee ballots. Absentee ballots are requested by the voter in advance, and they're also regulated by the states. Mail-in ballots are sent to all voters to return through the mail. And it also turns out that people steal from outgoing mail, so the honor system might not work. Chicago has criminals on the honor system, and they've got the honor system to not have guns, and that doesn't seem to be working out too well. And guns are much harder to print in your living room than ballots are. The recent New York primary debacle is a pretty good example of how things can go wrong with mail-in ballots. The candidate won by 3,000 votes, with 13,000 of the 60,000 mail-in votes discounted. Also, another wrinkle to throw into all of this is that the American Postal Workers Union, which would be handling all of the ballots, has endorsed Joe Biden. That's an absurd conflict of interest, almost as absurd as having President Trump's Democratic opponents for president casting votes on an impeachment trial. Oh, wait, Senators Warren, Sanders, Klobuchar, and Bennett all went after Trump at the Senate impeachment hearings while running for president against him. Another interesting fact has to do with California smoke masks. And so all the discussion of whether or not masks decrease oxygen consumption and that type of thing, a number of years ago, before masks and hydroxychloroquine were politicized, the California Department of Health had this to say about wearing masks with regard to N95 masks and other masks being used from people far removed from forest fires to try to help filter the air. This is a direct quote from the California Department of Health. Mask use may give the wearer a false sense of security, which might encourage too much physical activity and time spent outdoors. Also, wearing a mask might actually be harmful to some people with heart or lung disease because it can make the lungs work harder to breathe. They also said, that's the end of the quote, they also said that children should not use the masks as they restrict breathing. And I guess that's all just one more thing to think about as we wrap masks around our children's faces and send them back to school for a few days a week this month. Anyway, listen to my podcast exclusively at theconservativesocialpsychologist.com.